天兴起立，我们继续敬拜。今天早上不知道为什么有两句话一直在我的心里面。
This morning, I'm not sure why there are two sentences that keep repeating in my head.
一句就是珍惜今天。
One is cherish today.
趁着神可以寻找的时候寻找他。
While God may be sought, we need to seek Him.
趁着主还可以赞美的时候赞美他。
While the Lord can be praised, we praise Him.
第二句话就是珍惜同伴。
And the second one is we cherish our companions.
看看我们四周前后的弟兄姐妹们。
Look around, brothers and sisters in front of us, behind us, or next to us.
不知道昨天怎么样，也不知道明天会如何。
We don't know how yesterday was with you, and we don't know how tomorrow will.
那就在今天，就在这个时候。
But today, the here and now.
何等的好，我们可以一同来敬拜神。
How good it is that we can worship God together.
主耶稣来到地上，带着他的爱。
The Lord Jesus came to earth with love.
让我们早上也带着我们的爱。
This morning, may we also bring our love to thank the Lord.
Thank you for the cross.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price to pay. Bearing all my Thank you.
喜欢的诗歌，我们一起唱。
Pastor Mary asked them, is there a favorite hymn you would like to sing?
他们很快的就说了几首。
They quickly shared a few.
这是其中的一首。
And this is one of them.
也是他们首先提到的一个名字。
And it's the first one that they mentioned.
何等朋友，我们主耶稣。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
在我们之间有多少圣徒读这首诗歌给我们做见证。
How many saints in the past have testified to this?
今天我们依然可以向这首诗歌同样见证，耶稣是我们的朋友。
Today we still can testify to this. What a friend we have in Jesus.
他不改变。
He has not changed.
他的心意不改变。
His heart's desire has not changed.
他愿意来成为我。
He is willing to be our friend.
我们一同来唱。
Let's sing it together. Interceding for us at the right hand of the Father.
主耶稣，今天你的爱在你心里。
Jesus, draw us today with your love.
你的话语再来喂我们。
Feed us with your word.
让我们更认识你。
So that we can come to know you more.
让我们更加来爱。
And that we will love you more.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated.
今天早上我们还要继续交通，住在主里这个题目。
This morning we would like to continue to share the topic of abiding in the Lord.
我们因着信主耶稣，我们得到一个新的生命。
Through believing in the Lord Jesus, we have received a new life.
我们进入一个新的境界。
And we have entered into a new realm.
神的境界。
That is the realm of God.
当我们受浸的时候，我们已经是在基督里了。
When we were baptized, we have already entered into the realm of Christ.
这是神所做成的事。
And that is what God has accomplished.
是客观的。
And it is objective.
要成为我们主观的经历。
But yet for it to become our subjective experience.
需要我们照着神的话来实行。
We must act in accordance with the word of God.
只有主观的经历才是我们真实能够拥有的。
It is only our subjective experience can become what we possess.
因此我们每一个人得到的都不一样。
Therefore, everyone experiences a little differently.
在基督里，就像我们以前交通过，在基督里就像神赐给我们一块地。
Just like what we shared last time, being in Christ is like God, we receive a piece of land from Him.
我们需要在这个地上为我们自己建造一个房屋，我们才能够真实的住在那里。
We need to build our house for ourselves so that we can dwell in it.
我们怎么为自己建造一个房屋呢？
So how do we build a house for ourselves?
首先我们说到我们要到主这里来。
Firstly, we talked about we must come to the Lord.
不论我们当中每一个人，不论是年长的，是年轻的
，regardless of age.
我们都很习惯地依靠自己。
Whether young or old, we're accustomed to depending on ourselves.
我们过的是一个独立的生活。
We live a very independent life.
这是以往我们唯一知道的生活方式。
This has been the only way to live, in our past.
我们信主以后
After believing in the Lord,
如果我们想要住在至高者的隐秘处
If we want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High,
我们要享受住在全能者的印象
If we want to enjoy being in the shadow of the Almighty,
我们就一定要改变我们的生活方式
Then we need to change our way of life.
我们需要常常的回转
We need to constantly turn back.
我们要养成一个习惯常到主这里来
And nurture this habit of coming to the Lord.
不论什么时候
whatever or whenever,
不论什么事情发生
or whatever happens,
我们都可以转一个方向到主这里来。
We can make a turn to the Lord.
只是我们跟主耶稣一起度过
so that we can go through it together with the Lord.
这也是我们最近常常开始学习的。
This is something that we started practicing recently.
当我们这样的回转。
By turning like that,
我们就像枝子扎根在树上一样
We'll be like a branch rooted in the tree.
渐渐这个生活方式，这个方式使我们跟树的关系就很稳固
Gradually, this lifestyle will allow us to have a stable relationship with the tree.
树就要供应我们生命中所有的需要
The tree will supply all that the branch will need.
我们也就在树的手印那个印下过我们的生活
，and we can live under the shadow of the tree。
这就是至高者的隐秘处，这也就是全能者的印下的生活。
And this is the life of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty。
住在基督里不是基督徒研究院的课。
Abiding in Christ is not a course that you take in the seminary。
应该是每一个人成为基督徒的时候就开始要学习的。
It is something that every person, every Christian must start practicing as soon as they become a Christian.
否则我们信主的年日可以很久。
Otherwise, maybe we are a Christian for a long, long time.
但是我们仍旧是软弱的基督徒。
And yet we are still weak Christians.
我们对主的认识没有增加。 Our knowledge in the Lord does not increase.
我们和主耶稣的关系仍旧不够紧密。
And our relationship with the Lord is not going to be intimate.
常到主耶稣这里来。
Coming to the Lord frequently.
在基督里我们才能够认识神。
And dwelling in Him, by dwelling in Him and coming to Him frequently, we can come to know Him.
我们要更多的认识一个人，我们都需要用长一点的时间，更近的距离来认识一个人。
It takes a long time to truly know someone in close proximity.
我想这也是我们所有旅居的一个最基本的一个原因。
This is also a fundamental reason why we have retreats.
刚才我们说到几天前我们有一个 young adult group 的 retreat.
We just mentioned that a few days ago we had a young adult retreat.
这些大部分我都是从小看他们长大的。
And these young adults, we watched them grow up in our church. From childhood.
但是我们一起在外面住了两天。
But as we stayed together for two nights,
有很好的 bonding time.
We had a very good bonding time.
经过这两天，
after these 2 days,
我们对彼此的认识都增加了一点。
Our understanding, knowledge of each other has increased.
我们彼此之间的关系都紧密一点。
And our relationship grew closer.
要认识主耶稣也是这样。
To know the Lord Jesus is the same.
主耶稣是道成肉身的神。
The Lord Jesus is the God incarnate.
是世上从来没有过的生命。
A life unlike any other on earth.
当主耶稣开始他的执事的时候，
When the Lord Jesus began his ministry,
他在约旦河边行走。
He walked along the Jordan River.
我们可以想象没有一个人认识这是道成肉身的神。
We can imagine no one recognized the Lord Jesus who was the incarnate.
约翰看见了就做见证。
John saw and testified.
他指着耶稣说看啊这是神的羔羊。
He saw and pointed to him, behold the Lamb of God.
如果那个时候你也在约旦河边。
If you were there at the Jordan River.
你听到这样的宣告。
Hearing such a declaration.
你会不会停下来回头看这个人？
Would you stop, turn back, and look at this man?
约翰的两个门徒听了就跟随耶稣。
The two disciples of John heard that, and they followed Jesus.
我相信他们听到约翰所做的见证，他们心里感到震惊。
I believe they heard John's testimony, and they were amazed.
他们只是刚刚遇见耶稣。
They only just met Jesus.
他们并不是那么认识耶稣。
They didn't really know him.
但是他们想要更多的认识这一位称为神羔羊的人。
And yet they wanted to know more about this Lamb of God who was declared by John.
他们就开始跟随耶稣。
Then they began to follow Jesus.
约翰福音一章里面，他38-39节记载着耶稣就转过身来。
John 1 verses 38 and 39, and Jesus turned.
看见他们跟着就问他们说你们要什么呢
And seeing them following said to them What do you seek?
他们说拉比你在哪里住
They said to him Rabbi where are you staying?
你会不会觉得这个问题跟他答案好像不大相称
Do you feel that he wasn't really answering your question?
耶稣说你们来看
And Jesus told them come and see
他们就去看耶稣住在哪里
They came and saw where he was staying.
这一天便与他同住
and remained with him that day.
这两个人做了一个很特别的选择。
These two individuals made a very special choice.
他们要求与耶稣同住。
That is, they requested to stay with that Jesus stay with them.
他们不愿意与神的羔羊只是个点头之交而已。
They didn't want to just know Jesus on the surface.
他们想更多的认识神的羔羊。
They wanted to know in a deeper way this Lamb of God.
因着与耶稣同住，他们就后来做成了耶稣的门徒。
By staying with Jesus, they became his disciples.
这也是我们对主耶稣应该有的态度。
This should be our attitude toward Jesus.
如果我今天问坐在这里的任何一位弟兄姐妹
If I were to ask any one of you seated here today
你认识耶稣吗
Do you know Jesus?
我相信每一个人都 会回答认识的。
I believe everyone will say yes.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌《加利利的陌生人》
，The hymn that we just sang, The Stranger of Galilee.
耶稣对我们来说曾经是一个陌生人。
Jesus was once a stranger to us.
非常陌生的名字。
Very strange name to us.
但对我们来说现在不再是陌生人。
But to us now he is no longer a stranger.
我们认识耶稣是我们的主。
We know Jesus is our savior.
不仅这样。
And not only that.
就像我们刚才诗歌所唱。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
他是这样他能说那样。
He is this and he can do that.
但是我若问你们。
But if I were to ask you.
你认识神吗？
Do you know God?
我想我们就不会那么快地回答了。
Then we might not answer so quickly.
认识耶稣是救主是一个开始。
Knowing Jesus as our Savior is just the beginning.
但神要我们继续更多地认识神。
But God wants us to know Him in a deeper way.
当蛇引诱夏娃，亚当吃了分别善恶树的果子后。
When the serpent tempted Eve and Adam to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
有个意念就进到我们的生命。
A thought entered into us.
人要靠自己的智慧。
That is, man rely on our own wisdom
来判断周围的事。
To discern things around us.
这个就是那个分别善恶树果子的结果。
This is the consequence of eating of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
神是住在人不能够达到的境界。
God dwells in a place where no man can reach.
人不能用自己的心思来明白，来想象神。
Man cannot use our own intellect, our own mind to try to understand God.
当我们是不是用自己的智慧来认识神？
When we use our own wisdom to try to understand God.
好像那个望远镜在那看月亮。
It would be like us using a telescope trying to look at things afar.
我不知道你们有没有试着用望远镜看过这个星球。
I don't know if you have tried using a telescope to view.
我们只能够看到望远镜所看到的那一点点。
We can only just see that one small spot through the telescope.
但是月亮的实体远比我的望远镜能够看到的大太多。
But the moon's actual form is far greater than what we can see through the telescope.
若不是神启示他自己
Without God revealing himself to us.
神让我们能够认识他
God allows us to know him.
没有一个人能够认识神
Then no one can understand him.
人只能够照着我们自己观察到的一些现象来想象神。
We can only use some our own imagination to try to know God.
我想这是很多宗教的来源。
And that's the reason why there are so many religions.
照着我们自己的愿望打造出一位神来。
We use our own desires to create a God.
我们以为神就是这样。
And we imagine that God is like this.
一直在说你们不肯为我造像。
Therefore, God says, "Do not mold any image for me."
任何人的智慧能够想象出来的事。
Any God that is imagined by human minds.
任何人手能够造出来的神像。
Or any image or idols that is created or crafted by human hand.
对神都是侮辱。
To God is an insult.
感谢神是乐意让我们认识他。
We thank God for He is willing to let us know Him.
上次我们说过，圣经就是神心意的发表。
We mentioned this last time that the Bible is God's expression of His heart.
让我们能借着文字来准确地认识神。
To allow us to accurately come to know Him through words.
主耶稣他是道成肉身的神。
The Lord Jesus is God incarnate.
来到我们中间和我们一同生活。
He came among us and lived among us.
在生活中将看不见的神活出来。
Through his living his life among us, he revealed to us the invisible God.
让我们从耶稣身上我们能够看见看不见的神。
So that we can see the invisible God through him.
所以主耶稣也曾经告诉腓力，人看见我就是看见神。
So the Lord Jesus told Philip, whoever sees him sees God. 圣灵宝会是来住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, came and dwelt in us.
要在我们里面启示神自己。
To reveal God Himself in us.
让我们的心能明白属灵属神的事。
So that we can come to know spiritual things, the things of God.
我们看见圣父、圣子、圣灵都同心合力的要我们来认识他。
And we see that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit all strive to help us to come to know Him.
认识神是神和人之间最大的事。
To know God is the greatest thing among men and God.
我想这也是神照着自己的形象和样式造我们时候他的心意。
That is His very heart's desire when He created man according to His image and likeness.
神将新生命赐给我们，也就是为了这个。
He gave us a new life is for this very reason.
让我们能够认识他。
That we can come to know Him.
借着认识，我们才能够像神。
Through knowing Him, we can be like Him.
像神，我们才能够彰显神。
And by knowing Him, we can manifest Him.
只有同类的生命能够彼此认识。
Only the same kind of life.Can it manifest what this life is all about?
能够认识神，实在是神儿女在全部受造里面非常特别的荣耀。
To be able to know God is the very special glory of God's children among the creation.
约翰福音第十七章
，John 17,
第二节到第三节
，verses 2-3。
正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的
As you have given him authority over all flesh
叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人
That he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him
认识你独一的真神
And this is eternal life
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生
That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
这里都说到我们因这个最基本的认识，耶稣得到一个新生命。
This tells us that we all receive a new life through our understanding, us knowing Jesus.
一个能够像神的生命
which enables us to live a life like God.
当这个新生命逐渐成长的时候
When this new life continues to grow
必定使我们对耶稣有更多的认识
That will lead us certainly to have a deeper knowledge of him
就像我们父母跟孩子之间的关系一样
It is just like our relationship with parent and children relationship
生命和认识是不能够分开的
Life and knowledge cannot be separated
直到现在
，even until today，
我对我父母亲的认识还在增加里面。
I am still finding out more about my parents。
不仅是让我们认识他
，not only God wants us to know Him，
我们也应该有个渴慕，我愿意更多认识神，更多像神。
We should also have this desire, this longing to know God more and to be like Him more。
这是我最近常在想的一个盼望。
This is the hope that I have so much of recently.
我们既然是按着神的形象跟样式造的
Since we have been created according to His image and likeness.
我只有更多认识这位造我的神，我才能够更多的认识我自己。
Only by knowing Him more, then I will come to know myself more.
我只有更多认识神。
Only by knowing God more.
我的生命的意义才能够更丰满
That the meaning of my life can be more fulfilling
因为我是按照神的形象跟样式造的
Because I was created in the image and likeness of Him
我不知道你们能不能够同意
I don't know if you agree with this
既然我是按照神的形象跟样式造的
Since I was created according to His image and likeness
我要更多的认识神
I want to know God more.
我才能够更多的准确的认识我自己
So that I can get to know about myself more.
我要更多的认识神
I want to know God more.
我人生的意义才能够更丰富
Then the meaning of my life can be more fulfilling.
因此保罗在他年老的时候
Therefore when Paul in his old age
在腓立比书第三章
He says in Philippians 3
他心里面还有一个渴慕
He still has such a longing
他说使我认识基督
That I may know him
晓得他复活的大能
And the power of his resurrection
并且晓得和他一同受苦
And the fellowship of his sufferings
效法他的死
Being conformed to his death
或者我也得以从死里复活
If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead
这不是说我已经得着了
Not that I have already attained,
已经完全了
or am already perfected,
我乃是竭力追求
but I press on,
或者可以得着基督所以得着我的
that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
对他这里说或者可以得着基督所要我得到的
Here it says that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also lay hold of me.
这是我们真的 potential.
This is our true potential.
我们真实的潜力
Our true potential.
弟兄们，我不自以为自己已经得着了。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
我只有一件事。
But one thing I do.
就是忘记背后努力面前的。
Forgetting those things which are behind and
向着标杆直跑。
Reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们最大的奖赏就是能够像神。
Our greatest reward is that we can be like God.
更多认识那位照自己照着他的自己身上照着我们的神。
And to be more like the God who has created us in his own image and likeness.
或者我可以得到神这样照我的心意
Perhaps I can lay hold of that very desire that he has laid hold of me
也就是基督拯救我的时候他的心意
That is the desire he had for me when he saved me
他要我来得到的
That is what he wants me to gain
我们不仅在知识上面能够多认识神一点
Not only we want to gain more knowledge
每一个认识都是生命
Every knowledge will lead us to life
都能让我们在生活中来经历
It ought to lead us to more experience
使我们在我们也能在生活的经历里面多认识神一点
So that we can come to know God more in our daily life
因此认识神不是只是个头脑中的知识
Therefore knowing God is not just some knowledge in our head
每一点我们对神的认识
Every little bit more of knowing Him
都能够使我们的生命成长
It will lead us to our life growing a little bit more
成为我们的产业
And becomes our inheritance
这就是有份于基督
And that's what it means by to be able to partake of Christ
我们怎能够离开起初我们对耶稣的认识
So how can we depart from the elementary stage of knowing Christ
离开道理的开端
leave the elementary principles of knowing Christ
更多人来认识神
and to know him more
首先我们要除掉一些拦阻我们认识神的因素
first of all we must get rid of those things that are hindering us
这些因素也就是罪人的问题
these factors are the problems with sinners.
每一个罪人自然而然都会有的问题。
And it is a natural problem with every sinner.
直到我们离开这个世界。
Until the day we leave this earth.
这个问题都会一直缠绕着我们。
This problem will continue to entangle us.
那就是骄傲。
That is pride.
这是我们吃了分别善恶树之后产生的问题。
That is the problem that we end up with after eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们向神非常的骄傲。
We're very proud toward God.
骄傲会遮蔽我们的心思。
Our pride will cover up our understanding, will blind our vision.
也会拦阻我们，使我们不能够认识神。
Will hinder us from knowing God.
在哥林多后书第四章
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10
第四节到第五节
Verses 4 and 5
他说我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God
乃是在神面前有能力
For pulling down strongholds
可以攻破坚固的营垒
And casting down arguments
将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God bringing every thought into captivityTo the obedience of Christ.
在我们生命里面，在我们心思里面有一个坚固的营垒。
In our lives, there is a stronghold in our minds.
那个营垒是一些，就是一些至高之事堆积起来的。
That stronghold is an accumulation of prideful things.
目的就是要拦阻人认识神。
The purpose is to hinder people from knowing God.
这些至高之事就像当初人干巴别塔一样
And these prideful things are like way back when people were building the Tower of Babel
自从亚当以来撒旦在罪人心中的工作就是拦阻人认识神
Since the time of Adam Satan's work in our heartsOf all, in the hearts of all sinners is to hinder us from knowing God.
所以神说我的民因为无知而灭亡。
And therefore he says that my people, that my people perish because of no knowledge.
只要我们不认识神，我们就失去神造我们的目的。
If we have no knowledge of him, then we lose sight of why he even created us.
失去神给我们的最高的荣耀。
And we lose sight of the highest honor of which God has created us.
只有我们能够认识神，只有我们能够像神。
Only we can know God, and only we can be like God.
这个至高之事有三方面的表示。
These prideful things have three manifestations.
第一个是我们会轻看认识神这件事。
First of all, is we as sinners would despise knowing God.
我们会觉得属神的事非常简单。
We assume that knowing God is so simple.
一看就懂。
As soon as I look at it, I know it.
所以以赛亚书第一章第三节。
So in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3 it says,
他说驴认识主人，驴认识主人的槽。
The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib.
以色列却不认识。
But Israel does not know.
我的民却不留意。
My people do not understand.
我们做过父母。
We who are parents.
我们仔细想一想神说这些话的时候。
Let's think a little deeper when God says these words.
这是非常的悲哀。
It was truly very sad.
神把他们从埃及带出来。
God let them out of Egypt.
40年之久跟他们一同在旷野行走。
He walked with them for 40 years long.
这个时候又比那个又好久的时间。
And now it's a very distant past already from then.
神说我的民不认识我。
But yet God says, my people do not understand.
不认识我是因为不留意。
But they do not know is because they do not consider.
若是今天以我家来讲。
Today in my own home.
我说我们家的 Pippa 不认识。
Even Pippa knows.
都知道这是家。
She knows that this is her home.
这是为她的人。
And these people are her family.
但是我的儿女不认识。
But yet here it says, my people do not consider.
而且他们不在乎。
And they don't care.
我不知道你们可不可以体谅那个痛苦。
I don't know if you can empathize with such pain.
不仅以色列人这样的藐视神
，Not only the Israelites despise God like this，
他们不认识神
，They do not know God。
我们现在这些称为神的儿女，是不是还是这样
？But yet we who are called people of God， aren't we the same？
在我们现在所住的地方是个知识非常发达的地方。
The In this place where we live, it's a place that is both exploded with knowledge.
知识对我们来说太重要了。
And knowledge is so important to us.
许多年前我们做过一个调查。
Many years ago, we conducted a survey.
我们父母跟孩子说的最多的话就是抓紧时间好好读书。
And found that the words most spoken by parents to children were make most use of your time and study hard.
我们非常在乎每一年他们在地上的知识要增加。
We care so much about that their worldly knowledge has to increase.
但是他们对神的认识是不是每一年都在增加？
But is their knowledge of God increasing every year as well?
我们自己在乎追求认识什么？
What do we really care about pursuing?
神说我的名不留意，我的名不认识。
God says my people does not know, my people does not care.
其实这也是我们的写照。
Isn't that also a description of us today?
当我们要认识神时，撒旦还有一个诡计。
When we want to seek to know God, Satan has another scheme.
就是让我们主观。
That is, he makes us very subjective.
凭着我们个人的思想，我们个人的经历，我们来规范神。
That we rely on our own thoughts, our own plans to confine God.
在哥林多后书第五章
In 2 Corinthians 15
保罗说所以我们从今以后不要凭着外貌认人了
Paul says therefore from now on we regard no one according to the flesh
最近我们周末晚上读过一些交通过我们常常会凭着外貌认人
Recently on Friday nights we've been studying we've been reading special topics and we are told that we oftentimes recognize people just merelyOn the outside.
我们都发现这是多么不准确的事。
When it is by appearance, we realize it's so inaccurate.
但是保罗接着说，我们也曾经凭着外貌认过基督。
Even Paul says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh,
我们把基督这位神的儿子放到我们的经历、我们的思想里面。
We put Christ, the Son of God, in our own little box.
这是我们能够掌握的事。
And this is the God that we can confine to.
他说保罗说，如今我们却不再这样认基督了。
And yet Paul says, yet now we know him thus no longer.
他神比我们大太多了。
Because God is so much greater than what we know.
我们不能把他限制在我们主观经历里面。
We cannot confine him according to our subjective experiences.
也不能将他限制在我们的心思里面。
Nor can we confine him according to our own thoughts.
如果我们已经除去了上面两个撒旦的诡计。
If we remove the above two schemes that Satan uses on us.
我们还要小心，撒旦还有一个诡计。
We must be careful of one more scheme that he uses.
那就是自满。
That is complacency.
骄傲必定带来自满。
Because pride will surely bring about complacency.
我们觉得我已经够认识神了。
We all assume that we already know God enough.
我们人是个非常小的器皿。
We human beings are such a small vessel.
因此我们很容易有这样的感觉。
So we easily feel complacent.
我们觉得很满。
We feel very full already.
我们觉得我很认识神。
We think that we know God so much already.
我们很熟悉那首诗歌《奇恩典》。
The hymn that we sing often that we know quite well is called Amazing Grace.
写这首诗歌的弟兄的人是John Newton 弟兄。
It is written by a brother named John Newton.
他年老的时候，有人问他对神的认识。
When he was in his old age, people asked him about his knowledge of God.
他说我好像一个孩子来到个大海旁边。
He said, I am like a little child come to a great ocean.
我尽我可能的喝了。
I try my very best to drink from it.
我抬头看海，那个海还是那么大。
As soon as I lift up my head, I realize the ocean is still just as big.
多么好的话。
Such good words.
我们要努力注意这些撒旦天天在我们心思里面的诡计。
We need to pay attention to these schemes that Satan put in our minds day after day.
这是我们生命中原来就带着的骄傲。
The pride that we are born with.
四面八方的拦住我们来认识神。
Hinder us in all ways, in all directions to come to know God.
所以我们不要轻看这个认识神。
Do not belittle knowing God.
我们不要主观，不要自满。
Do not be subjective. Do not be complacent.
当我们说到我们不要做的事的时候
，and when
we talk， 我们说过我们不要做的。
Well, when we just mentioned the things that we should not do，
那我们怎么认识神呢
？So then, how do we know God？
我们可以从两条道路来认识神。
There are two ways we can come to know God.
这两条道路非常的重要。
These two ways are very important.
一个是借着外面的道路认识神。
One is through external means.
另一个从我们里面的道路来认识神。
The other is internal way to know God.
我们先来说外面的道路。
Let us look at the external way.
第一个我们说到圣经。
One, the first one we want to talk about is through the Bible.
圣经是为耶稣做见证。
The Bible testifies for Jesus.
无论是旧约，无论是新约
，whether it is the Old or the New Testament，
都在见证神。
They both testify for God.
神，我们的神是从永远到永远的神。
Our God is the God from the eternity past to the eternity future.
因此，圣经也是超时代。
And therefore, the Bible surpasses time.
圣经中所有的律例命令都使我们认识神的性情。
All the laws and the commands in the Bible help us to know God's character.
圣经也告诉我们神向着我们的心意。
The Bible also tells us about God's heart, God's thoughts for us.
神要完成的旨意。
And the will that He is to accomplish.
我们关于圣经以前我们都交通过许多次。
We have already mentioned a lot about the Bible.
所以我们今天就不再多说。
So today we will not go further on this.
在环境中我们要观察主的工作。
We need to observe God's work in our circumstances.
我们可以从大自然中来认识神。
We can come to know God through nature.
神按照他心中认为好看为好的理念创造了万物。
God created all things according to his good pleasure.
也按照他的理念来安排所有的事物。
He arranged all things according to his thoughts.
穹苍述说他的手段。
And the firmament declares his handiwork.
从小小的一个种子。
From a very small seed.
大到昼夜星球的运转。
To the movement of the planet,
都说出神的手段
day and night, and all talks about the handiwork of God.
同样创造万有的神的手也一样的引导了我一生的道路
Likewise, God's hand guides the path of our lives.
神从来不做没有意义的事
God never does anything meaningless.
神做每件事都和他的旨意有关系。
Everything that he does is connected to his eternal purpose.
我们有没有在我们的生活中，在我们一生中看见这个手的引导
？Do we see in our daily life the guidance of these hands?
以色列人看见神迹奇事。
The Israelites saw the miracles and signs.
就是神做的事。
And that those were the work of God.
摩西却从这些事里面知道神做事的法则。
And yet Moses.Through seeing these things, he understood, he came to know the principles by which God works.
所以我们不要停留在我们人生当中一件又一件的事情的表面而已。
So we should not stop at the surface of these things happening one by one.
我们可以开始从神是否听了我们的祷告。
But we should seriously consider the principles that God works and that He answers our prayers or not.
对，我们要拿出科学家的精神，认真的来做记录。
We should seriously record like a scientist does.
神是否听我的祷告
？Did God listen to my prayer?
或者没有回应我的祷告
？Did he respond or did he not?
来认识神做事的法则。
Through that, we can come to know the principle of His working.
在我一生中的引导。
His guidance throughout my life.
今天我们比较注重的是我们在生命中的认识。
Today we will focus on focus on knowing God in our life.
这是神给我们最大的恩典。
And that is the greatest grace that God gives us.
我们最有把握的盼望。
And that is the greatest assurance that we have.
生命中的认识是最真实的认识。
Because the knowledge, the knowing in life is the most real.
我们刚说到只有同样生命的才能够彼此认识。
And we just mentioned that it is only the same life can have the same knowledge.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
他们除了在人里头的灵，有谁知道人的事呢？
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?
同样的，除了神里面的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
但是我们所领受的并不是这个世上的灵。
Now we have received not the Spirit of the world,
乃是从神来的灵。
But the Spirit who is from God,
叫我们能够知道神开赐给我们的事。
That we might know the things that we have been freely given to us by God.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？
Who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?
但我们是有基督的心。
But we have the mind of Christ.
这就是我们刚才讲的。
This is what we were just talking about earlier.
生命中的认识。
It is the kind of knowledge in life.
我们因着生活中共同度过才能够成长的认识。
And it is because we go through it together, therefore we can grow together and know in life.
约翰福音第十章
Chapter 10 of John.
非常简单的一句话
A very simple verse.
但是说出这个认识何等的真实
When he talks about this knowledge is so real.
我的羊听我的声音
My sheep hear my voice.
我也认识他们他们也跟着我
And I know them and they follow me.
这是很特别的
This is very unique.
这是个生命中的认识。
This is a knowledge of life.
不是头脑中的认识。
It's not knowing in the head.
我记得当我第一个孩子出生的时候。
I remember when my first child was born.
大家都很喜欢抱她。
And everyone really liked holding her.
她是我们教会出生的第一个孩子。
She was the very first child born in our church.
冬天的时候大家把她抱着比较暖和。
In the winter, everyone wants to hold her, to stay warm.
我常想在这么多人当中她知道我是她的母亲吗
I oftentimes wonder among so many people that hold her does she really know that I am her mom
很奇妙的
Miraculously
几个月后她就知道了
Just it only took a few months she knew
我和其他人不一样
Because I'm not like anyone else
她会听我的声音
She will hear my She will recognize my voice
她有需要的时候我就叫她
When she has needs, I will call her.
她听见我的声音，她心里就平安了。
When she hears my voice, then she will be calm.
现在他们都是成年人了。
Now that they are adults,
我们在这里生活的时间不太多。
Although we don't spend that much time together anymore.
但是很奇妙的，他们对我的认识还在成长。
But amazingly, their knowledge of me still continues to increase.
他们越来越知道我是什么样的人。
More and more they know what kind of person I am.
我喜欢什么
？What I like.
什么事情他们知道绝对不要去做
？And what kind of things they know they absolutely cannot do.
他们吃那些违背妈妈的红线。
And they know which are the where what lines they can which what kind of line they cannot cross.
其实我也没有说。
Actually, I never really said it.
这就是生命中的认识。
That is what we meant by knowing in life.
生命中的认识，我们需要有对的心态，我们才能够正常的成长。
To know in life requires a right mindset so that we can grow normally.
今天我们只交通两个我们要认识神的时候的 essential 心态。
Today, we only want to share about two essential mindsets that we must have.
第一个就是谦卑。
The first one is humility.
后诗篇第二十五章，他说他必按公平引领谦卑人。
Psalm 25 verse 9, the humble he guides with justice.
将他的道教训他们。
And the humble he teaches his way.
骄傲的源头是魔鬼。
The devil is the source of pride.
神不能在骄傲的心态中被人认识。
God cannot be known in a proud heart.
神站在骄傲的人对面。
God stands on the opposite side of the proud.
骄傲的表现我们刚才已经都说过了。
We already did share the manifestations of those who are proud.
至少我自己是非常 guilty, 全部都有。
And I'm actually very guilty of it myself.
主耶稣说神的美意是这些事向聪明通达人就隐藏。
The Lord Jesus said that God's good pleasure is to reveal these things to the babe, he is hidden to the wise and the prudent.
想单纯的孩子就行。
And is revealed to the babes.
我刚才说过，我们的John Newton弟兄直到年老，他是个单纯的孩子。
We just mentioned that Brother John Newton remained to be a very simple child until he was very old.
只想更多的认识神。
He desired only to know God more.
认识神的知识像汪洋大海。
That the knowledge of God will be as great as the ocean.
我们要喝多少口就算是丰富了呢
？How much do we drink from it?So that we can be called abundant.
我们生来是一个骄傲的人。
We were born very proud.
对我们来说，我们的骄傲也像汪洋大海。
To us, our pride is also like an ocean.
我们要脱离了多少就算是谦卑呢
？So how much are we to be set free from it so that we can be humble?
真的需要圣灵来帮改变我们的生命。
We need the Holy Spirit to transform our life.
多将耶稣基督柔和谦卑的生命组织在我们里面
To constitute the humility, the life of humility of Jesus Christ in us
好使我们更多的认识神
So that we may come to know God more
第二个非常重要就是要爱人
The second one is very important, equally important That is the heart of longing for God
追求认识主的时候爱慕是最短的路程
To want to know God, love is the shortest route.
一生之久，我们不会觉得漫长，我们不会觉得辛苦。
With love, then we will not feel that the route is long and that it is arduous.
周五晚上我们交通到三个爱，两个不爱。
Friday night, we just share about three loves and two not loves.
不知道你还记不记得
I don't know if you still remember it.
这是我们旧生命的表现。
Those are the manifestations of our old life.
我们都爱自己，我们都爱钱财，我们都爱享受。
We are lovers of self, money, and pleasures.
我们不会爱神，我们也不爱良善。
We are not lovers of God, and we are not lovers of what is good.
现在我们已经重生了。
Now that we are born again,
一个新的喜好已经在我们里面开始。
Is already in us.
我们爱良善。
We love what is good.
我们越活越认识耶稣是我们良善的救主。
More and more we come to see that Jesus is our good Savior.
渐渐的我们不喜欢那些以前让我们非常着迷的东西。
Gradually we do not love those that enchant us in the past.
我们被神吸引。
We gradually are drawn by God.
我们开始会欣赏属灵的生命
，and gradually we love this new, what is of this new life.
我们对神有渴慕
，and we have longing to God of God.
我们现在应该是三个不爱
，and we ought to actually have three not loves.
我们有两个爱
，and two loves.
我们爱良善，我们爱神
，that we love goodness and we love God.
我们对神要有爱慕之心。
We need to have longing of God.
这是我们追求认识神最好的原因。
These are the two best reasons for us to pursue God.
因着爱慕，我们想更多的认识他。
Because of longing, we want to know him more.
我和许多弟兄姐妹曾经分享过，一位老姐妹唱了一首诗歌。
I have once shared with brothers and sisters a song that was sung by an elderly sister.
我心中渴慕着，耶稣。
I have a longing in my heart for Jesus.
很多人都唱得比他好。
Many people have sung it before.
但是我很喜欢这老姐妹唱的诗歌。
But I really like this hymn.
直到年老发白
，until we are in our old age with gray hair，
他仍旧像孩子爱慕母亲一样的爱慕耶稣。
She is just like a little child, longing as a child。
约翰一书第三章
，John First John Chapter Three，
他说：“亲爱的弟兄们，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。”
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be.
但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。
But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him.
因为必得见他的真体。
For we shall see him as he is.
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
父神是何等的慈爱，使我们成为他的儿女。
Our Heavenly Father is so merciful that we can be called children of God.
但是我们一个神的儿女有多少像父亲还未显明。
But how much a child of his is like him is not yet revealed.
我们认识神多少，就会像神多少。
How much we know him will show how much we are like him.
我常想今天我们为自己追逐许多的事。
Today we pursue a lot of things for ourselves.
真的是只要神不在其中。
But as long as God is not in it,
这些追我们当我们追逐这些事的时候
,when we pursue these things,
我们都亏欠。
We actually shortchange ourselves.
因为神已经将宇宙中最高的荣耀赐给我们，预定给我们。
Because God has already ordained to give the most glorious to us.
我们能够像神
，that which is that we can be like God.
我们愿意为这个。确定的盼望洁净自己吗
？Are we willing to cleanse ourselves because of that very purpose?
洁净就是丢弃所有拦阻我们认识神的事。
Purifying means discarding everything that hinders us from knowing God.
腓立比书第三章，这是保罗的话。
Philippians 3, these are Paul's words.
他只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在都因基督当作有损的。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损。
Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
因为我也认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得到基督。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
保罗说先前有些事情是他宝贝的。
Paul says there were things that were precious to him.
如果拦阻他今天认识神。
But if they hinder him from knowing God today,
他就把他丢弃。
He would just forsake them.
因为这些跟得到基督不能相比。
Because these things cannot be compared to Christ.
或是我昨天对主的认识拦阻我今天对主的新的认识
If my knowledge of Christ yesterday will hinder me from knowing Christ today
Let go
of it
我们继续向前
We need to go on
神超过我们太多
God surpasses us by so much
我最近这个我服侍主的日子里面我最常听见的弟兄跟姐妹的不同的看法
In my days of serving the Lord, I have heard so many opinions from brothers and sisters.
在我看呢，这个弟兄比较会说神是公义的。
Brothers oftentimes say God is righteous, just.
姐妹们比较会说神是爱。
And sisters would say God is love.
但是我们不要忘记神也是圣洁。
But don't forget God is also holy.
圣洁就是跟这世界没有关系。
Holy means it has nothing to do with the world.
爱跟公义都是神的特质。
Love and justice are all God's characteristics, God's nature.
神对我们来说，我们要不然公义，我们要不然爱。
To us, we're either just or we're love.
神不是这样的。
God is not like that.
神做一件事又是爱又是公义。
When God does something, it is with justice and it is in love.
说真的，我不明白。
Truly, I don't understand.
啊，但是我们看见神做的事，真的是又公义又慈爱。
But when we see God's work, it truly is just and with justice and love.
所以我们要追求认识他。
Therefore, we must pursue to know Him.
我们才能够像他。
So that we can be like Him.
我们一天开始的时候，我们在爱中开始。
When we start the day, let's start in love.
一天开始的时候，我们做个决定，今天我要与主同住。
When we start the day, we make the decision that we want to abide with the Lord.
所以在每一天，每一件事的发生都是 quality time with God.
Therefore, everything that happens, it is our quality time we spend with God.
为了帮助弟兄姐妹能够有这样美好的清晨。
In order to help brothers and sisters to have a precious morning time.
过去这段时间，这样的，这样的学习给我很大的帮助。
With God, and my past practice has helped me a lot.
我们也开始录制了一些15分钟左右的 MP3.
And so we have made some recordings, about 15 minutes long, that is in MP3.
我想我们大部分每天至少会有15分钟在车上。
I believe most of us, or many of us, will spend about 15 minutes in our car.
我很喜欢在车上的时间。
I really like spending time in my car.
这里找不到我，那里也找不到我。
And because then people cannot find me.
这段时间与主同在。
Abide in the Lord.
我们有15分钟的一段时间。
And so it's a 15-minute long MP3 recording.
我们有些诗歌。
It records some hymns.
我们读一些书。
And also a reading of some books.
不长，都只有15分钟。
It's not very long, just 15 minutes.
我们把这些MP3 合起来叫做今日的马拉。
And we compile these together and call it morning manna, daily manna.
对，我相信每个人开车都超过15分钟。
I believe many of us will have to have at least 15-minute commute every morning.
我自己的习惯是，我听完以后。
My habit is after listening to it,
我心里有个锡浪时刻。
I will have my own Selah moment.
安静一下。
Quiet down my heart.
让这些话进到我的心里面。
Let these words enter into me.
让这些诗歌进到我的里面。
And let these hymns enter into me.
Lift me up.
And let it lift me up.
让我们靠近神。
So that we draw a little closer to God.
这些我们这我们制作这些 MP3 我自己都是反复听了好多次。
When we made these MP3 recording, I listened to them over and over many times.
我盼望也能够成为弟兄姐妹的帮助。
I hope that these can be a help to brothers and sisters.
我们才刚刚开始制作。
We just started making them.
今天晚上我们发出第一个。
And tonight we will send out the very first one.
到目前为止我们只有两个。
Up to now we only have two.
那就是我们可以反复的听。
That means we can listen to it over and over.
我们不仅有中文的。
Not only we have it in Chinese.
我应该这么说，今天晚上只有中文的。
Tonight we only have a Chinese version.
但是我们英文也制作了一半。
But the English version we are already the first one is already halfway done.
很快就会发给有喜欢听英文的。
We will send it to brothers and sisters, the English version out to brothers and sisters very soon.
我们一起来竭力追求认识他。
Together, let us pursue the Lord, endeavor to pursue the Lord together.
从爱开始。
We start with love.
我们一起来唱首很短简单的诗歌。
Let's sing a short him together.
我一生中最大的事是爱你。
The greatest thing in all my life is loving you.
我一生中最大的事是认识你。
The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you.
很短很简单的诗歌。
A very short hymn.
想想看是神的心意。
Think about God's heart.
我们怎能够不爱他？
How can we not love him?
我们怎能够失去这么大的荣耀不来认识？
How can we lose such great glory to not know him?
爱是最好的动力。
Love is the greatest motive.
爱是最短的路程。
Love is the shortest route.
认识神是我们人最高最大的特权。
Knowing God is the greatest privilege of mankind.
人向神是我们最高的荣美。
To be like God is the greatest glory of mankind.
我们不要羞怯着我们自己人生。
Let us not shortchange our own lives.
我们请赞美团队跟我们一起来唱。
We ask
the. 我们一同来唱。The greatest thing in my life is loving you.
Let's sing this hymn together. The greatest thing in all my life.
一起。
Let's all stand.
Oh
Lord Jesus, this is our prayer before you.
我们要更深地来爱慕你。
We want to love you more.
我们要更深地来认识你。
We want to know you more.
感谢主耶稣，你今天早晨在借着你的仆人来向我发出这爱的呼召。
Thank you for calling us once again this morning through your servant.
哦，主耶稣，也正是求你赦免我们的亏欠。
And may you forgive us of our sins.
是的，我们为了我们自己的骄傲，要知道我们真是不轻看认识你这件事情。
We often despise knowing you because of our own pride.
但是主耶稣，你何等的爱我们。
But you love us so much.
你要我们能够更像你。
You want us to be more like you.
让我们能够更亲近你。
And to be drawn closer to you.
主，求你借着今天的话语，再来吸引我们。
Draw us once again today through your word.
让我们每个人都有这样的心愿。
So that we all have this longing in our heart.
我们每天要花更多的时间来亲近你。
That we will draw near to you every day.
也让我们来读你的话语的时候，我们能够更多的来认识你。
And as we read your word, we come to know you more.
让我们知道主耶稣，这是你的心愿。
And that we know that this is your heart's desire.
也让我们有这样的心，让我们愿意更亲近你。
And that we have the heart to draw closer to you and more every day.
求你听我的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please take your seat.